Hi, my name is Garrett, and I am a program manager on the Visual Studio App Center team. For those not familiar with the products, Visual Studio App Center lets developers automate and manage the lifecycle of their iOS, Android, Windows, and macOS apps. It empowers you to ship higher quality apps more frequently and with greater confidence. App Center brings what would otherwise be a fragmented development process across multiple third-party apps into a single, powerful, and easy-to-use tool. With App Center, you can connect repos and within minutes automate builds, test on real devices in the cloud, distribute apps to users and beta testers, and monitor real-world usage with crash and analytics data. But for now, I'll be focusing on the distribution features. For those of you familiar with app distribution services, Visual Studio App Center is the next generation of Hockey App. App Center distribution is a tool for developers to get their application binaries in the hands and devices of their testers. We support quick distribution to any of your users during any portion of your app lifecycle, from distribution to dev teammates, to internal and external betas, to even assistance in publishing to the public app stores. And now, let's take a look at App Center. After signing into your account, you're going to land on your app and organization dashboard. Today, let's look at the Condoso Air for iOS app. Once on the app dashboard, you'll see all of the different App Center services here on the left. Build, test, distribute, crashes, analytics, and push. But today we're looking at distribute. You can think of distribution as one, a solution for beta app distribution, and two, your own internal app store for you or your organization. So let's jump right in. Structurally, there are two main components to understand for distribution. Distribution groups, located here, and releases. Distribution groups are used to control access to releases. A distribution group represents a set of users managed by you and your other app collaborators. Distribution groups can also be groups of users, such as the QA team or external beta testers, or alternatively represent stages of releases, such as nightly build, staging, or production. By default, you always have one distribution group set up for each app, the collaborators group. This group is automatically created to help you get started and includes all other developers that have been invited to work on the app. To create a new distribution group, click on the new group located in the header here. So let's give our group a name. If you want to allow unauthenticated installs for testers or skip the email invite process altogether and instead share a public download link, turn on the Allow Public Access here. And next, add your testers. And you're ready to create your group. So here we are on the distribution group page, but you can also access this group at any time on the groups page here. If at any time you want to add or remove testers, you can do so in this testers tab here, and then select people and remove them if desired. And now that you have a group, let's distribute our first release. You have the option of either dragging and dropping or manually uploading your IPA file. If you're using the build service, you can also choose your branch and build down here in the footer. Now that the file has uploaded, we have the option of adding release notes. For release notes, we support plain text as well as Markdown. After you're done reviewing your release, go ahead and hit distribute. Immediately after hitting distribute, all testers will receive an email notifying them that there is a new release available. And because I set this group up to allow for public access, I can also copy the public download URL located here at the top and share the link outside of App Center. Actually getting your release installed on a user's device is the most important part of the distribution process. And we spent considerable time making sure this experience is seamless and easy for testers. With Visual Studio App Center, as soon as you hit the distribute button in the portal, your testers instantly receive an email notifying them that a new release is available. If you are using the in-app updates SDK, testers will also receive an in-app notification that a new version is available to download. From the email, testers have two ways of downloading the latest release. through our native tester apps available for iOS, Android, and UWP, or through the mobile web experience. And then once on the install page, testers can download your latest release, see release notes, and then also download previous versions. The mobile install portal can also serve as your own app store. On the My Apps page, all of your apps are displayed in one easy-to-find place. Distribution is way more than just a way to distribute your app privately. App Center now empowers you to streamline your entire app distribution workflow through our integration with the official app stores. While you still need to create the app and subsequently manage metadata and pricing in the applicable stores, you'll be able to distribute a release to a store from App Center moving forward. Whether your goal is an external beta through TestFlight, a private company release using Intune, or a public release to the Apple App Store or Google Play, App Center is the perfect way to bring your workflow all together in one place. To get started with stores, click on Stores from the sidebar distribution menu located here. And once on the page, it's as simple as establishing a connection. For my iOS app, let's connect with iTunes Connect. I'm going to plug in my credentials. And lastly, we just need to assign an app. And with that, I'm connected, so I can now publish to the store. And that wraps up our demo on distribution with Visual Studio App Center. For more information on the other App Center services, check out our additional Connect videos or learn more at appcenter.ms. We hope you enjoy using Visual Studio App Center, your continuous integration, delivery, and learning solution for iOS, Android, Windows, and macOS apps. Thanks for watching.